This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taco to go, taco to, and a big cube. Taco to go, taco to go. Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't taco, lose. Taco, 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 taco. This deal legit. Taco, taco, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go. $2.99.
My question for you is at 412-928-9370. We'll open up the phone lines right now. Is Aaron Rodgers getting on your nerves yet? Because when this first looked like it was a possibility, when Justin Fields signed with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers seemed to be on the verge of coming to Pittsburgh, I think a lot of fans got swept up in the hoopla of that. You know, it's cool. It's fun as a fan when your team is associated or attached to big name players. Now, it doesn't always work. Yeah, I remember when the Penguins traded for Jerome Iginla. Oh my God, that guy who's maybe the greatest Calgary Flame of all time is about to join the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Sidney Crosby, who he played with in the Olympics on the same line and with Evgeny Malkin, and oh my God, the super team for the stretch run, and he did practically nothing here. I worked in Buffalo when I first got into the business, and the first year I was there, they signed Terrell Owens. You want to talk about sending shockwaves through a city? It's like the Bills were, this is obviously pre-Josh Allen. They were a sad sack, irrelevant franchise, and here comes one of the biggest names and biggest mouths in football, most polarizing personalities. That didn't work either. So don't get it twisted. I mean, you go and you try to build your team like it's fantasy football, Madden, or like you're trading cards with your friends back in the day when you were a kid. That's not typically how teams are built. Now, Tampa Bay won a Super Bowl, bringing Tom Brady in at the end of his career, and the Rams traded draft picks and brought in Matt Stafford and Von Miller and Odell Beckham Jr. and won a Super Bowl. So it has happened recently, but that's never been the Steelers' way. I do like that there's been a shift here where they're not just completely stuck in the past and they're willing to do things differently, but the quarterback game has been one of desperation. You're just hoping one of these guys sticks. You went the Russell Wilson route last year because it was too good to say no to, getting him for the league minimum. Aaron Rodgers supposedly willing to pay for $10 million. And that has, I guess, a lore appeal. And I just think Tomlin, having lost to Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl and remembering past encounters with Rodgers, and there's not a lot, by the way. I mean, how many times has Aaron Rodgers played against the Steelers in his career? You've got the game where Mike Wallace caught the touchdown at the buzzer against Green Bay in 09 here in Pittsburgh. You've got the game in the Super Bowl in 2010, and you've got last year's game with the Jets, and I can't think of another one. Oh, yes, there's one more. That was early in the season when Watt was limping around and was gimpy, and that's when Tomlin and Rodgers had that wink situation. So four games, and Rodgers is 2-2 in those games. And played really well in three of them and played like crap in the game here last year where he threw two interceptions to Beanie Bishop. So I'm getting off track here, and I'm not off topic because I'm talking about Aaron Rodgers, but the question is really about Rodgers dragging this on and how even nationally and locally with Steelers media for sure, because I've noticed this, Steelers media keep changing the date that matters. Well, if he's not here by the draft, If he's not here by, Schefter said it, if he's not here by the week of the draft, if he's not here by the beginning of OTAs, if he's, it just, it keeps getting pushed back. And as a Steelers fan, like, he's just, he's not good enough for me to get, like, emotionally invested in hoping that today's the day where I wake up and I roll out of bed and their Adam Schefter tweet or Ian Rappaport tweet to wake up to or Pat McAfee interview to watch where I find out Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler. You know, I've been pretty consistent on this. I haven't liked this idea from the very beginning. I know some people have flipped on it and said, well, what else is out there? I mean, what else are you going to do? And I know people that are the opposite that initially wanted Rodgers but have been so perturbed and put off by the way this thing has gone that now they don't want him. And this has turned into a three-month slog. We're now in the third month of this. There was March, there was all of April, and now we're into May. And Matt Hasselbeck is saying, well, he doesn't even really have to be here until the end of May. And then if he's not here for that, then the next thing they'll say is, well, as long as he's there for mandatory minicamp. And if he's not signed by then the next thing will be, well, if, as long as he's there when training camp opens in Latrobe. And then if he's not there then, the next thing will be, well, as long as he gets there in time for the preseason, you know, a few weeks should be enough time for him to learn the offense and be good to go by week one. What I hate about all this is you make certain, we saw this with Antonio Brown and Ben, and we see this with George Pickens, even though, in my opinion, he hasn't earned it. You see certain individuals get a different set of rules than everyone else. You know, anyone that's played junior varsity sports, college sports, and you've been a part of any team, you've seen coaches treat the best players different than they treat the last guy on the bench. But I think teams run into problems when the guy who's the best player takes advantage of that. And I think when the best player acts like he's still got something to prove and is the 12th man in basketball or the 53rd man in football or the 25th man in baseball, I think that's when you really get somewhere. When your quarterback has the work ethic and the drive and the commitment to pretend or trick himself into thinking he still has an axe to grind and a chip on his shoulder, that's when you go somewhere. That's how you get Tom Brady's. That's how you get Sidney Crosby's. That's how you get people that invent slights or find ways to motivate themselves constantly where they are first there, last one to leave. And Aaron Rodgers does not sound or seem like that guy whatsoever. He sounds and seems like a lot of the things that we, I think, you know, look, I love Ben and I'm grateful and thankful for everything Ben did. But it did get tiresome at the end when Ben would not put all the work in because he thought some of it was a waste of his time. He did not want to always lead by example in that way. And his skills started to erode and deteriorate. And that's happened with Rodgers. He's not what he used to be physically. And mentally, he's not locked in. So that's why this whole song and dance has grated on me as much as it has. And I don't believe Matt Hasselbeck. I think we hear these former quarterbacks in Steelers media, they throw out dates that aren't today, but are a couple weeks from now. And then when Rodgers is like, yeah, I'm still not ready. Oh, well, that's okay. This actually was a soft deadline. It's not that big of a deal that he's missing OTAs or mini camp or the beginning of training camp. He just needs to be here by then. You know, somebody, you know, I think called into the show and said this not too long ago. It was a very good point, a very good observation. When these people attempt to show you who they are, believe them. Aaron Rodgers is trying to show you that football really is not that important to him anymore. He might like the idea of making another $10 million, or he might like the idea of trying to just say, ah, screw it, and I'll just put it together at the last second, and I'll make it work with Tomlin, and everything will be fine. And it's not, you know, it's not about how much you work. It's not about the amount. It's about how well you work. Like, don't work hard, work smart kind of thing, because Rodgers always thinks he's the smartest guy in the room kind of deal. And he might, you know, I think he's hoodwinked and convinced the Steelers that that'll be fine. You know, Tomlin likes to throw around all this football justice mumbo jumbo, like you get out what you put in. Well, that's clearly not true with Aaron Rodgers, because outside of the DK Metcalf workout, like, I got excited about that, and that, like, I thought we were going to have completion to the story. Like, when we get a nugget or like a piece of information about Rodgers, when he came here, when he worked out with Metcalf, when Art Rooney says something that seems to be you know, foretelling or foreshadowing, I don't get excited because I want Aaron Rodgers to play here. I get excited because I feel like this wait is over. Like, we're going to have an answer. The uncertainty in this just kind of twisting in the wind, it's ponderous as a Steelers fan. It's like we have to talk about, well, we assume Aaron Rodgers is going to be here, so we're acting and pretending like we're making predictions and thinking about the team with Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback, but nobody really knows for sure because he's such an eccentric, unique person where no one can really pin him down on anything. Like, anyone that's dated flaky significant others or spouses that are that way, or girlfriends or whatever, that weighs on you. It's not an attractive, appealing trait. And Rodgers is doing that right now. And so you hear Matt Hasselbeck say, yeah, he's got to be here by the end of the month, which begs the question, is Aaron Rodgers getting on your nerves yet? And I also think there are some people that might answer that question now, like, no, like, I just don't. It's crazy because we're talking about quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're not talking about a guard. We're not talking about a backup safety. But I really do think there's some people out there that would answer that question and say, I honestly don't care anymore. If he comes here, fine. If he doesn't, that's fine too. And we're not talking about third stringer on the roster. We're talking about the most important position in all of Pittsburgh sports. And I think that there are fans that are just like, you know what? Well, I don't. If he's here, I'll deal with it. If not, well, then we'll just ride with Mason, and that's cool too. I remember, I think it was Schrager before he left for ESPN. Donnie, does this ring a bell? Remember, like, 2 or 3 days into, like, free agency, Schrager went on NFL Network and said, hey, this might take months. And we were all like, yeah, like, I think he's just being, you know, he's just probably saying that because, you know, he's trying to say it for effect, or he's exaggerating, or he's trying to make a point that it's not going to happen overnight, but it's literally taking months.
Yeah, and I think that was about a month before the draft.
Yeah. Yeah, that was right when free agency started in early March.
Yeah, and people circled like, oh, well, you know, the draft, that's when he decided on the Jets.
We thought Aaron Rodgers was going to get here before the NCAA tournament started. Think about all the things in sports that have happened since. The entire NCAA tournament was played. The NFL draft happened. The Penguins got rid of their coach. The Pirate season started and ended, basically, in that time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taco to go. Taco to. And a big Q. Taco to go. Taco to go.
We just review.
Quick trip taco, just $2.99. Come
comes with a big cue. This deal's so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose. For $2.99, you really can't lose.
Taco to go. Taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go. Taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go. Taco to go. Taco to go. $2.99. Taco to go.